What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And we're going to start with Jason Martin and Dr. Matt Yergelin joining us here on day one. Guys, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having us.
Matt, what can you tell us about your story and why you're here today?
Matt,
I'm sorry, Jason, what can you tell us about your story and why you're here today?
So I was in 2020 diagnosed with colon cancer and had surgery. And then about 6 months later was diagnosed again with rectal cancer. So I have a long family history of cancer, specifically colorectal cancer, and decided to get my genetic testing and found out that I tested positive for Lynch syndrome. So luckily I found out that there was a Lynch Center up at Dana-Farber, which, as I understand, there aren't many in the country. So I talked with a surgeon up here, Dr. Goldberg, who referred me to Dr. Yergelin, and that's how we met. And Dr. Yergelin's basically been guiding me ever since. So I had surgery up here in 2021.
What was, in 2020, were there issues at that time? I've been trying to think about getting in, getting out, and being seen. Could your family go with you? Like, take us through all that.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. I think, yeah, they're pretty, it's hard to remember that there were restrictions as far as getting in and out of the hospital, checkpoints, and it was all much different. And then I think 2021, we were still pretty, there were still a lot of safety precautions up here at Dana-Farber.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah.
And then how was it, you know, telling your kids, talking about it with your wife, all that whole communication, how'd that go?
Yeah, well, my wife, who's actually here today, she's so strong. She's an RN, and I basically looked to her for a lot of advice and for the strength. She's been was the backbone of the family through this whole process. It was tough in how I approach talking to my children because they're 15 and 13 now, but I can't do the math of what they were back
then. So what, that would have been 10 and 8? No, nope, that can't be right.
We're close.
Nothing around that. We're ballpark, but young. Yeah. I mean, they were, you know, probably young, second, third, fourth grade, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so I went to the older one first, and I was trying to say it in a way where it's like, you know, everything's going to be okay, because they had gone through the first one. The second one I was actually a lot more concerned about because of where it was and the danger. They both seemed to handle it pretty well. They didn't show their cards much, but I know that it bothered them. So,
Matt, for real this time, not Jason. how common is Lynch syndrome, and what should we know about that? Because it's something I personally didn't know much about until reading Jason's story.
So Lynch syndrome is a pretty common inherited syndrome. We think it accounts for maybe about 1 in 300 people in the United States. It raises the risk for a wide variety of cancers, colon and rectal cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer, stomach cancer, and the list goes on. And these are often diagnoses that occur early in life when people are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, before they would usually be getting regular screening for this. And so when we do genetic testing, find a diagnosis of Lynch syndrome, first of all, we can get that person in for early screening. The screening works. It's quite effective. But we can also get their family members in for their own genetic testing, figure out who else needs early screening. And the power of prevention really is pretty tremendous by knowing that there's a diagnosis of Lynch syndrome.
Now, you're a personal trainer. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there anything you can help Jones and I out with? Something easy maybe that we can kind of, you know, don't, you know, throw us into the deep end right away. But I could use all the help I could get.
Sure.
And what do we need?
We're going to need some time.
Push-ups.
How many hours do you have?
I have no time. I don't sleep. I need to do all that. But how are things going now? How are things going for you today?
They're going well. Yeah, I'm still training. I own my own business, and it's called Little Engine. It's down in Providence, Rhode Island, and pretty busy. And I love doing it. It's my favorite thing. Coming back to it was very difficult because I had a couple of complications from surgery where I had a tube that was draining blood through a certain area of my body, and I couldn't really stand. We were still kind of locked down. But luckily, I have amazing clients who would do Zoom sessions with me because we already were doing them during the lockdown in 2020. Right. So they had their equipment, whether they're at a home gym or a public gym, they kind of knew the deal, and I just guided them through. So that was really great for me to, you know, keep my business alive. And then just as time went on, getting stronger and stronger, because I lost about 40 or so pounds after surgery and took a long time to get everything back. So,
but today you are cancer-free.
Yes.
And you will be, which is excellent, excellent news. With Lynch syndrome, though, you do you remain at a higher risk, right? Mm-hmm. So you continue to do screening, is that right?
Yep. I do CT scans every 6 months and a full blood panel every 6 months.
And so this is something that the money raised for this can help contribute to, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a whole lot that we're learning about. How do we identify Lynch syndrome earlier? What can we do with prevention? Right now, a lot of the prevention is screening and early detection. There's research going on right now about, can you use the immune system to treat these cancers more effectively or even to prevent cancers through things like Lynch syndrome vaccines? You know, so I think the money raised through the telethon here really spurs that research forward.
I feel like, you know, we talk about it a lot, and we're going to talk about it today. It's just, if you think something's wrong, go to your doctor, mm-hmm. right? Like, so many times there are stories of people that didn't or said, this will go away, and it doesn't. And, right. you know, thankfully you did when you did.
Right. And I have to say that the vaccine subject is very interesting to me because my children have a 50% chance of having Lynch syndrome. So this vaccine has been developed for several years now. We've been corresponding, and I'm excited to see where it goes because it could be very effective if one of them end up having.
So again, lots of reasons to give, but that's a direct reason. You hear it right there. Toll free at 877-738-1234. You can also text any amount to text KCANCER 56512. Now, you mentioned your boys. I'm not sure which of the two. Mm-hmm. You said one is pretty into fishing these days?
Yeah. Yep.
And that's down in Rhode Island.
Yep.
Yes. So what do you got? What are you fishing for? I'm not much of a fisherman. What are we fishing for? Well, stripers, blues.
He caught a sea robin yesterday, but he was trying to get stripers more towards the spring, probably when coming around October again, September, October. But right now, also fluke. So he's trying to get
some. Is that something he got for you? Season. Is that something you're into as well, or is that more? It's more of him. Oh, interesting.
No, but now he's got me into it.
Okay,
he's teaching me, so it's kind of a nice little father son thing we've been doing.
That's good.
Yeah. Good way to bond.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, Dr. Yergelin, what can or are there things people can do to help prevent cancer? What steps can they take to do that?
So a lot of it's basic common sense. You know your family history and look into whether or not you need earlier screening or genetic testing based off that family history. Eat right, maintain a healthy body weight, exercise, move the body, you know, don't smoke, limit alcohol, things that we all know are healthy for us. Sometimes we're not good at doing those things, but they all make a big difference. And as you mentioned before, listen to symptoms. If there's something wrong with your body, you know, don't just chalk it off to, you know, I'm too young to have colon cancer, I'm too young to have this problem, look into it.
Okay. Jason Martin, thank you for coming out.
Thanks so much.
Congratulations on the most recent
update.
Dr. Yergelin as well, thank you. We appreciate you guys coming by, telling your story, and inspiring a lot of people out there to give. That's the big goal here today. Again, toll-free at 877-738-1234. We're at $316,000.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.